You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
So tonight we're joined by David Shapiro. He's the Chief Global Equity Strategist for Sasfin Securities. A very good evening to you, David.
To you too, Zinka. You sound exactly like Chiefy.
Thanks. I think that's a compliment. So, David, before we get into the markets, we're coming to you actually live from Durban today. So the CPI data for April came out today, staying flat at 5.9% year on year.
Yeah, it's in line with expectations. I don't think it's going to change the Reserve Bank's view tomorrow. We are going to get probably another 25 point increase in rates. I think that's already baked in. But you know, if you really look at it from a South African point of view, why I'm saying this is because I was looking at the UK and the Euro area where their numbers came out. It's from South Africa's point of view, it's not as dramatic because a lot of it comes on the supply side. You know, it's from last year. It's a hangover from that. It's a hangover from the oil prices and so on. And there's not much we can actually do about that. We're actually taking prices, that resulted from freight issues, from lockdown and those kind of price increases. So, 25 points, but I don't think we're getting quite the same outcries or worries that we're seeing in other countries, you know, like the US and Europe and the UK. But it does mean more increases.
Yeah, something to look forward to, one of the many things that we have to stress about. South African markets were closed mostly in the red today. Just talk me through why that was, because yesterday it seemed like there was a little bit of optimism and excitement and the markets closing in the green then.
Zinga, you're going to go through this. You know, honestly, it's almost impossible to read the sentiment in global markets at the moment. The swings are just so wide. You know, we closed up yesterday and came screaming back. It might have been because of the numbers that came out in the UK, the inflation numbers that came out in the UK and Europe. But also last night, you know, Jay Powell, the Fed chairman, he came out swinging an axe and really aggressive about, you know, giving messages that they're not going to, there won't be any reduction in rates, or they'll continue to raise rates until inflation comes under control. So there's deep concerns. And then we got results from Walmart and Target, both of those very strong retailers, big retailers, mainly selling to the low end of the consumer market. And within the results were affected by inflation, you know, and quite dramatically so, squeezing their margins. So there's a deep concern about how the inflation in America is going to affect earnings. Earnings have been pretty good up to now, but I think there's a concern that this might be historical, and down the line, a year from now, we're going to see earnings that have come under pressure. I'm saying, I'm giving you opinion. You know, I'm not, I haven't got, I don't share the same views, but anyway, I think markets, you know, sometimes markets enjoy a panic, and they enjoy to look on the absolute worst side of things. And I think we're going through that. You know, we're discounting the absolute worst in these markets.
Yeah. So when we're taking a look at our currencies, the Rand looking like it may touch a 16 Rand to the dollar mark. I think it was closing around 15.98 when I last checked.
Yeah, that's a gain. You know, we strengthened yesterday as the dollar weakened, as people felt a little bit better about markets and about the outlook. And then it's a big swing again, you know, the other way. Probably, you know, the dollar getting stronger, rates there going up, and, you know, money flowing into the bond markets there, or certainly into the dollar. And it turns things around. So you're getting this flight in and out and in and out, you know, one day from the next. So very difficult to assess what the trend is. And look, I must say, I still think that I'm generally a very bullish person, but I'm not worried. I'm just saying we have to just see this through. You know, we're going to have to just, until inflation comes under control, you're going to get this volatility, you're going to get these wild swings, which make it very nervous for you know, people involved in the market and watching all the time to actually digest. And even where companies are coming out with decent results, you know, there's, and they mentioned something about the outlook or the vaguer statement about things are getting a bit tough. You know, the market tends to mark them down. So I'm saying that with reference to a company like 91. I know you're going to cover the results there as well. And some of the asset management companies,
So, I mean, to your point, and now I don't even know if I should ask the question because I feel like it's going to, it's the same thing that we were just speaking about. Both the UK and the US markets finishing high yesterday, but today seeing the S&P 500, Dow and Nasdaq down, as well as the FTSE.
And dramatically. You know, when I say dramatically, we've got the, just looking at the Nasdaq is now about 3.6% down. You know, this is, it didn't start off that way, but it seems to build momentum as the fear levels start to rise, almost like a pressure cooker. So there's a big sell-off now. Now, what's gripping markets? You know, why is it like this today? I think people sell off and then look for the reason afterwards. But these are sentiment indicators. And the other thing is that you can't find, there's no positive comment at all. So, you know, all the major institutions, all the major banks overseas, all warning of further danger to come or for further issues related to inflation and the effect that this is going to have on the economy. So we're all talking recession now. We're all talking lower corporate profits. So as long as that talk continues, you know, the fear factors will be there. So, you know, I know, Shame, I feel sorry for people who are on the outside listening to this broadcast, but we just have barrages of all of this. You know, we have a barrage of this the whole day, and you say, okay, just give me something bright to think about. You know, just give me something that I can grip my, hang my hat on. So, unfortunately, this is how markets are today.
That's not going to happen. So, okay, let's touch briefly on the results. 91 and Transaction Capital.
Superb results. Really good results. And we can't fault what companies are doing in these circumstances. And if you look at 91, it was a record earnings. The problem is that analysts are looking ahead, and even Hendrik de Troy, the CEO, gave a slight warning about what lies ahead. So if we're going to see markets down like we're seeing at the moment, yes, that's going to impact on them. You might see outflows, you might see less performance, and therefore I think a lot of these businesses do get performance fees. So if the market's down, you know, your performance fees go down as well. So it generally leads to a malaise in the market. So I think that's why they marked at 5%. But there was nothing in the results to suggest that the share price should go down. If anything, I thought it was a very encouraging number. And the same thing from Transaction Capital. Very good numbers there. Yes, they say that you know, commuter traffic is not back to pre-pandemic levels, but their acquisition of We Buy Cars is outperforming their expectations. So we can't fault the numbers that came out. The share price was up slightly in that, but I suppose everybody's still, you know, concerned about what's going to happen from now on. But I think the numbers are good. So, you know, from that point of view, it's difficult to reconcile it with some of the movements that we're seeing in the market.
David Shapiro, the Chief Global Equity Strategist at Sasfin Securities, is taking a look at the markets and a little bit of company news. Thanks so much for your time this evening on the Market Update with MoneyWeb.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.